Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And he said, well, listen up, St. Pete, it was awful. And
listen up.
Yeah, and he said, I was out on my balcony. I was doing some Richard Simmons Project Hope workout DVDs. They're brand new. You're going to love them, everybody. Just tune in to facebook.com/Richard Simmons. Check out Project Hope and the new workout tapes that he's put together. They're fantastic. And I was doing these
This joke is different this time.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese, Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride.
Come along.
Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
I'm ready.
Ow.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff, we're going to salute video stores this week.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Somebody needs to salute them before they're gone.
Salute them quick, Kendall. It's long overdue. Tribute. Not quite, almost a memorial. A swan song.
That's what I'm saying. This is their last chance to salute them before they're gone.
It's the last chance, Kendall. It's 11:59 p.m.
It's 11th hour.
Clock.
And, oh, Cliff, I don't know if you realized I sounded so southern when I said, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I didn't realize. Kendall, I didn't realize to my New Yorker ears, my hometown of New York, where I grew up, you know, I just am so used to different accents of every kind.
Uh-huh.
And it all fat sounds the same to me. The beautiful melting pot of life.
I have a fac scent.
Kendall, speaking of a fac scent.
Oh,
Kendall, there's
getting
a fax. It's a fax coming through. And Kendall, it says from our writers, it says, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show where we...
I'm so glad they sent that to us.
Talk about things every week on the internet that you can download, things such as making new friends, such as October awareness, such as this week, everybody, we're saluting the wonderful time. It really is the time of yesteryear, the time when video stores ruled the earth. Kendall, doesn't it make you sad thinking about a video store?
It does, you know, and it's so weird because when I was growing up, people that were older would reminisce about the past, and I said, oh, I remember, I used to go down to the old soda shop and get a soda for a nickel. And at the time, I would think, like, why the hell are you so mad about that? You can go to the grocery store and get a Coke now for what, you know. I didn't understand it. But now... I'm like, oh, I just wish I could go down to the video store and get a video. Because there are no video stores around me at all anymore here in L.A.
Sad.
And I would love, because, I mean, I can get anything I want on the computer, on the you know, there's all kind of devices.
Yeah.
But it's the nostalgia. It's the good old just walking down and getting a video cassette in your hand and going home and watching it.
Oh, my gosh. I remember so many wonderful memories of video stores.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, everybody. Let's go back. Let's go back in time to when...
Join us, won't you? Won't you?
Video stores were they just a huge part of our lives. Oh, my goodness, Kendall. I loved going around walking. You could go in the summer. You could get 5 titles from the back. The old ones.
Yep.
$5.
But you had either never seen them, or you're like, I didn't know this existed, or, you know, and it's like, you don't really find that on Netflix anymore. And I don't know if it's just because, like you said, the selection is so much smaller, or that we're just so old now that we've seen everything and there's nothing left for us to say, oh, what was that movie?
No.
I remember so much going to the children's section of the video store as a kid, and I always wanted, there were two videos I always wanted. One, I don't remember the name of it, but it was just different, like oldies, like Motown songs, but the video was just clips of Hanna-Barbera characters, like the Flintstones and Yogi Bear and Scooby-Doo, and the first song on there was Dancing in the Street, and then it was just like other songs. It was like video, just clips, and just a song.
Yeah,
and I loved it. It was my favorite thing. And I remember once I'd rented it for like the millionth time, and my cousin had come over to my house, and I said, "You got to watch this video. It's probably the best video you'll ever see." And
why did your cousin say that?
He reacted so poorly when he said that, Kendall. But then we watched it for like 10 minutes. And he said, when does the show start? And I just thought, oh my God, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get the pure pleasure of this videotape. It's a simple pleasure, everybody.
I think you just quoted our listeners. When does this show start? They've been talking about being fat for 45 minutes. No, let's see. When I was a kid, well, there were two really great memories that stick out to me, and they're both kind of short, but they both are equally as important in my life.
Yeah.
One was, there was a little small movie theater out on Knowles Road in Nashville. Tiny, tiny little place, but it was one of those places that you would find all the VHS tapes that you couldn't find anywhere else. It was like more specialty, you know. And it was always so much fun to go there. And now it's like a car title loan place, of course. And the other memory, in the summer, we would all go like to the swim club to go swimming in the summer. And at night, we would go stop by Blockbuster or wherever that place was. And we would get like two horror movies that we'd never seen, me and like a couple of my friends. And we'd get pizza, because I was fat. And I loved it. And it was great, you know. It was part of our childhood.
My other favorite thing I used to get as a child that was right there next to that Hanna-Barbera video. It was Disney's Halloween Treat. And it was hosted by this jack-o'-lantern puppet. And it was just clips. Everything I loved was clips. So if you ever hear an hour-long clip show...
I was about to say, I think it's correlation with why we have so many clip packages on the show.
Yeah, you know where it comes from. And that, it's not a joke.
It's funny, though. It's funny. Sure, it's funny as hell. Oh.
God in heaven.
God in heaven, please, hallowed be thy name. Make me skinny. Well, speaking of God and funerals and death, a funeral service is going to be held for this woman who just passed away, Cliff.
Oh, and bless her.
As the pallbearers are carrying out the casket, they actually bump into a wall, and they hear this faint moan coming from inside the casket. And, well, Cliff, they open this casket up, and they find that the woman is actually still alive. And she lives for another 10 years after that. Can you believe that? It's crazy. And at 10 years later, when she dies for the second time, they have another funeral for her. And at the end of the service, the pallbearers are carrying out the casket, and as they're walking by, the husband screams from the back, "Watch out for the wall!"
Oh, what a bitch.
Oh, he couldn't do it again, Cliff. He couldn't do another 10 years.
Kendall, let me read this one to you. Kendall, there's a funeral.
Let me read this one to you.
Funeral services. Uh-huh. And there's a funeral service being held for a woman who's just passed away. And at the end of the service, the pallbearers are carrying the casket out when they actually...
They bump
into a wall.
Oh my God.
The wall just jumped right in front of them. Jarred the casket. You'll never believe what happens next.
Oh my God, what happened?
A moan from inside. And then they open the casket. They find the woman. Actually, unbeknownst, they thought she had been dead. But guess what, everybody? Surprise! She was alive.
I never saw it coming.
She lived 10 whole more years after that. Then just died away. And just dropped dead. As a ceremony is again held at the same place 10 years later to the day. And at the end of the ceremony, the pallbearers are again, they're carrying out the casket. And as they're walking, the husband, he cries, "Well, watch out for the wall!"
Oh, my God. See, the husband in yours was a little bit more mean than mine was, but...
Oh.
Okay, did I... Did I pick up the wrong piece of paper? Was that your bad joke to the writers? What's going on?
I don't know. They just sent us the same f***ing mass email.
You know,
writers, come on.
I think it's
come
time
on, writers,
to have a come to Jesus meeting with the writers. They think they can just give us same jokes and that nobody will notice.
God.
We're going to have our version of a come to Jesus meeting, a follow the Tao meeting with the writers.
Cliff. God is sitting up in heaven, speaking of God.
God?
And he's maybe sitting there and he notices that St. Peter has made some mistakes on his roster.
Oh, no.
And so God, he picks up the phone that goes straight down to hell and he calls Satan and he says, it seems like you accidentally received some of my people down there. I got a teacher, a doctor, and a farmer. I need them back.
Oops.
And Satan says, all the more for me. And God says, you better send them up here immediately. And well, Satan, you know, Satan being Satan, he said, no way, I'm keeping them. So God says, send them up here or I'll sue the horns right off of you. Hey, Cliff, don't you know, Satan, he just laughs. He says, yeah, right, where the hell are you going to find a lawyer? Oh, I was going to lawyer joke for you, Cliff.
Bless the lawyers.
Will anyone ever salute them?
Bless the lawyers. Kendall, a small grandson that was shopping with his grandpa got lost in the mall. And the boy approached a uniformed security guard and said, I lost my grandpa. And the guard, he says, well, what's his name? And the boy replied, grandpa. And the guard smiles at the boy and then asks, well, what's he like? And to which the little tyke hesitated for just a moment, then replies, prune juice and women with big yabos.
Oh, oh,
oh,
oh.
Oh, Kendall. Whoa.
That little stupid kid should have paid more attention to his granddad.
Oh, God.
Well, this judge, he asked the defendant to stand. He said, you are charged with murdering a garbage man with a chainsaw. And Cliff, in the back of the room, this guy stands up and he says, you lying bastard. And the judge says, silence in the court, and turns to the defendant and says, you are also charged with killing a paper boy with a shovel. And again, the spectator from the back stands up and says, you tightwad. And the judge, he yelled, quiet, you are also charged with killing a mailman with an electric drill. And again, the spectator says, you cheap son of a bitch, shouting from the back.
Ooh.
And the judge says, but I will hold you in contempt. What are the reasons for these outbursts? And the guy says, well, I've lived next to that lying bastard for 10 years now, but he has never had a tool when I needed to borrow one.
Oh, whoa. Kendall, guess who? A blonde.
Oh, idiot.
And she calls, guess where? A pizza place. To have a pizza pie ordered to her house. That's a good idea.
No wonder the line was busy when I called. Cliff, the blonde was calling.
Damn it. They asked her if she wants a pizza cut up into 6 or 12 pieces. And she says, well, cut it into 6. I could never eat 12 pieces.
Idiot. See, I like them to cut them into 20. So I feel like I'm getting more.
I just say, leave it as one piece. I mean, don't fucking
Just bring me a fork and a knife.
Kendall, later after that, after she ate those pieces, the same blonde, she's driving a helicopter and it crashes. And when the police come and ask the blonde what happened, she says, well, I got real cold, so I turned off that big fan. And
idiot.
And that's all we got. Kendall, I gotta take a break. This person's gotta take a break.
Cliff, I gotta go take a break. I'm gonna order 8 pizzas, so it's like having 8 pizzas. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, if we're not curled up in the fetal position on the floor, weeping.
Hey, you! Don't worry. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Here comes Google, the Kraft Peanutty Surprise.
This is cool peanut spread from Kraft. It not only tastes like peanuts, it comes in flavors. And chocolate, vanilla, banana, and cinnamon. Google spread's creamy smooth, too. And it's delicious on bread or crackers or almost anything.
And it doesn't make my mouth stick together.
You'll love Google, the Kraft Peanutty Surprise.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Thank you.
Oh, good for that. Oh. That pizza was really good. I had to shove it into my mouth.
It
really
was. Good, I hope you don't mind. I'm having some antacid here. Do you? Would you like some?
Oh, Cliff, I have my own bottle over here.
Okay. I'm going to have a few.
Mr. Snotbottom passes them out like candy here at the studio because he knows the only way we can make through a show.
Well, there was once one time the storage closet was filled with fiber bar boxes. Now
they're just antacid.
Antacid bottles. Hundreds and hundreds of them. For the future, because sadly, we know we're going to need them.
They are a change in Cliff. Now, do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the video stores, they were all VHSs, remember this? And DVDs first came out. And we're like, when is this movie going to come out on DVD? When is this movie going to come out on DVD? And so they would like slowly release them, and then they slowly like started transitioning in the movie theaters to having a DVD sections and a DVD wall, and then like it was all DVDs. And now it's like everything's pretty much out on DVD. Now we're waiting for them to put them on Blu-ray.
How stupid are we? Kendall, we are sheep. We are the sheep. Which brings me to a point.
Finally, yes.
Kendall, I have one more question about movies and video stores and stuff like that I want to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Kendall, are you talking to me?
Me.
Are you talking to me?
Me.
Are you talking to me? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, and you know who's talking to you.
Me. I'm the only one here. Hey, are you talking to me?
All right, Cliff, this quote is for you.
Me.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That was my dad.
The first part was for you.
That was my dad who said that to me.
No, Cliff, he did not say that. Who really said that?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, Cliff. I can't stop hearing that at the end of it. I don't know.
That was Dean Wormer from National Lampoon's Animal House. See, that was the old video you'd find in the back of the rental store.
I know. Right next to this chestnut, Kendall. Oh, God. The dog wet on the picnic basket.
Oh, Cliff, that was from Vacation, Beverly D'Angelo. Let me tell you my next quote, Cliff. You want me to strap her on the hood? She'll be fine. It's not as if it's going to rain or something.
Was that from National Lampoon? Vacation.
Oh my God, Cliff. I didn't even know you'd seen that movie.
Alright, Kendall. Here's another one from back there on the same rack.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's very popular, Ed. The Sportles, the Motorheads, Geeks, Sluts, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, Dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
I know that quote, but I can't remember what it was from.
Oh, Kendall. You are overworked. You're working too hard. Take a day off. Be like Ferris. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, that's right. She was Mr. Mooney's secretary saying that.
Oh, Mr. Mooney. Oh, Mr. Mooney. Oh.
There's a lot of things about me you don't know anything about, Dottie. Things you wouldn't understand. The things you couldn't understand.
The things you shouldn't understand. Kendall, that is Paging Mr. Herman. Paging Mr. Herman.
Pee-wee. Big Adventure.
Herman, my hero.
he's all of our heroes, Cliff.
He is. He's my hero. Kendall, I will not speak to you till you put your head on straight.
Was that from Hocus Pocus?
Kendall, Hocus Pocus is Step Back. Bend the bones and break the backs. That's Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
God, please, I would make any deal with any witch from hell to trim me of my adult fat.
What movie was that?
Death Becomes Her.
Okay. I got you.
I remember getting that one on the video from the video store, watching it at my grandparents' house. I was pretty excited. I was watched it with my grandpa, and there was a lot of Isabella Rossellini nudity in that movie, and I was kind of surprised.
kind of shocked. Well, you know, it's I think I have been working too much, because some of my favorite movies I'm not even getting the quotes for.
Look, Kendall,
And one day, not long from now, my looks will go, they will discover I can't act, and I will become some sad middle-aged woman who looks a bit like someone who was famous for a while.
Oh, kind of was that, All About Eve.
No, Cliff, I've tested you on this one because you were so quick to get this person in our test round from last week when we were doing the 10 questions. It's Julia Roberts in Notting Hill.
Oh, Notting Hill. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's no good when she's away.
Ain't no sunshine
when she's gone. This house just ain't no home.
Anytime she goes away. I know.
Can't leave no thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Kendall, I got one more for you.
The listeners are like, well, 45 minutes in the show, they just started singing, and they sung for half an hour, and I finally had to turn it off.
That's when I turned it off. Yeah, that's what they said. Kendall.
I'm going to make a shirt. That's when I turned it off. Yeah, go
ahead. Kendall, being miserable and treating other people like dirt is every New Yorker's God-given right.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, Kendall. They did it once, then they did it again.
Ghostbusters.
Those ghosts. Yeah.
Cliff, it's Ghostbusters. I got it on the first try.
Ghostbusters 2. Starring Viggo the painting. Yes, I love that one.
Me too. They really are going to make a Ghostbusters 3, right?
I think that they are. They have not asked us to play the ghost of Dom DeLuise and Winston Churchill yet.
But they've already had the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. They don't need another bat ghost. Oh, Cliff, but that is, I'm no longer talking to you, anymore.
I'm no longer talking to you, Kendall.
Except I have to keep talking to you because we're still doing a show, Cliff, and that is pretty stupid.
It is stupid, Kendall. The other day I watched a movie about Alfred Hitchcock, and throughout the whole thing he was just so fat, and he just kept eating like the entire time. And I thought, oh my God, I did not ever know how we were so like Alfred Hitchcock. We were exactly like him. He was just like eating constantly and just being fat. And I thought, oh my God. He didn't even know he was the Cliff and Kendall of his time. We're the Alfred Hitchcocks of our time.
Why did anybody call us to do that role?
I don't know. He was the master of suspense. We're the masters of podcasting.
Cliff, we've been suspending everybody long enough. It's time for some stupid questions.
Oh.
The suspense is so great on this show, Cliff. Oh, Cliff, speaking of no spin zones, what is the lamest, most awful event you've ever had to sit through? And you can't say this show.
What has it been?
The Watkins graduation? Just kidding.
No. I do loathe, just so many weddings that I just...
My wedding? Is that where you're crying? You were so bored in the background. You're like, God, I hate that we have to do this and take so much time.
No, yours was... I've been to some traumatic weddings, and that yours was one of those. But, yeah. No, I'll say... I don't know. That's a terrible answer to a stupid question, so I'm not even going to apologize.
All right, great. Cliff. What is...
Let's agree to disagree.
What is the biggest mishap that has ever happened to you on a trip?
On a trip. Big mishap from a trip that happened to me.
That's the question. They're four times over.
Mishap on a trip. Trip mishap. Kendall, I would have to say... Oh, okay. I've got it.
Good.
Got it. Got it. I was a teenager. I went on a trip to Boston with my dad and stepmother. And everybody else had gone out of the hotel room for some reason. But I was left alone. And, of course, you know what I did is I clogged up the toilet. And it overflowed all, like, an inch of water in the bathroom floor out into the carpet. Like, it soaked into the carpet everywhere. I didn't know what to do. And I was so terrified. And I called downstairs and I said, the toilet's doing something. I don't know. You act like I didn't have anything to do with it. It was just happening. And so they came up, and of course they just like turned the water valve off down there. I didn't know though. And so, but it very, mishap. What a mishap it was.
What a huge mishap, Cliff. I was going to say that time we went to the North Bushel down in the woods and was attacked by a hell demon. But no, the toilet really over.
Like the wedding thing, I see them at, there's a mishap, which is like a little thing, and then there's a traumatic thing that happens on a vacation, like a hell demon, like the murder of your favorite assistant that you'll ever have. Murder.
Cliff, Austin can hear you. Can hear you.
Poor Austin, he's filing something.
Cliff, he's filing in the storage closet, but we make him listen to it while he's filing.
Oh, he's got to listen.
He's got to listen
to the show. Part of his contract.
Cliff, what do you think is the most significant invention in world history?
In world history, toilet paper.
Yo, that is a good, quick answer. That's good. That's the best answer you've ever had for a stupid question, Cliff. And finally, Cliff.
I'm so happy 280 shows in to finally get your approval.
We can quit now. We can quit.
We can quit.
Melissa's like, finally. Cliff, what is the most amazing view you've ever seen from the top of a building or other super tall structure? Me. Because you can see me from way on up there.
From seeing the Grand Canyon.
That was fun.
What a view.
What a view, Cliff. And once I moved out of the way, then you could really see it.
Yeah, I had to ask you to move, but then once you did, it was just breathtaking.
Cannot really love to see the Grand Canyon, but you're blocking it. Could you scoot over?
Could you just scoot 5 feet to the left? Oh.
Oh, there it is. That's beautiful, Cliff. And that
I know what life is all about now, yeah.
All the stupid questions I got for you.
Oh, well, they were few, but they were stupid. I'll give you that.
Oh, that's what everybody says to me. Well, they were few and they were stupid.
Oh, God, Kendall, in heaven.
Oh, if only I was in heaven, Cliff. Maybe a little happier. I think you're getting me confused with the Lord again, Cliff.
God?
And that's sad. Maybe it's because of my girth is so big. You're like, Kendall's such a huge entity. He must be God.
Yeah. Either God or the planet Uranus.
Oh, God.
Once known as Herschel, Kendall, and you can blow it out your Herschel.
You can blow Hershey squirts out your anus all day long, Cliff. Oh,
Kendall, I do, listeners, but it's only because of how much I've eaten.
Oh, my God, you've eaten enough.
I had those huge poops.
You've eaten the size of Uranus, Cliff, all in one sitting.
Mound sticking out of the water. It's reaching out for you like Carrie.
Oh, my God, Cliff, our listeners love this show as much as we do. Why don't they go ahead and go over to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com where they can find links to our Facebook, our Twitter. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. Don't worry, Charles the Contractor is not going to answer the phone. It's a voicemail, and you can leave a message for us on the show.
Oh, gosh. Kendall, I wish that they would do it. And you know what? I think when I think of the listeners in our show, I think this. I think the older I grow, the more I distrust the familiar doctrine that age brings wisdom. And that was said by H.L. Mencken.
Smart, smart person, that L.R.L. Lincoln or whatever it was, Cliff.
Oh,
yeah. You can see how much attention I was paying. Cliff, video stores are the landlines of 10 years ago. And that's an unknown Arthur. Isn't that sad? Does that make your heart weep?
Oh, it does. Next week, salute to landlines.
Salute to landlines.
Gotta do it, Kendall. Gotta do it.
Oh, God.
Gotta do
call
it.
Us on our landline at 800. Fat, fat, fat. Fat, fat,
Kendall,
fat.
Kendall, the last birthday that's any good is 23. And that was said by Andy Rooney, the other Kendall of his time.
I was thinking 30. See, I don't even know how old I am. I'm like, oh, my God, you mean I only have two more good years left? No.
No, Kendall.
They've been gone for a long time.
They've been gone.
And that was
even wondering, why is my life so terrible? Oh.
That was even more sad, because for a second I really did think, oh, I got two more good years in me, according to old Rooney. But nope.
No.
Good times are gone, Cliff. No. Oh, good times, they're gone. That's just so sad.
The good times are gone.
Why do you want to depress me here at the end of the show, Cliff? We need to do an uplifting show next week. All these sad things about video stores and nostalgia. I need a show about, like, how to get your life in check, Cliff.
All right, let's do a show. It's either that or about the assassination of Budo.
Or salute to moon pies, maybe. I don't know.
Salute to moon pies. Kendall, instead of saluting them, let's just eat them.
We'll just eat them before next week.
Just eat them. Kendall, middle age is having a choice between two temptations and choosing the one that'll get you home earlier. And that was said by Dan Bennett. And yes, that is me.
Okay, Cliff, take us home, won't you, down that video store road. Which is not even open anymore. It's not open. Never mind. The road is closed, Cliff. Take this other road over here.
I miss Blockbuster and Movie Gallery and Showtime Video and Video Time and Hollywood Video and all the other video stores that I can't remember the names of. I miss you. I miss you. You're off in that great yonder. Someday, Kendall, when we're in heaven, we'll be able to go to a video store again. I know it. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week with an uplifting, positive message.
I am bound for that bright city, where the street is paved with gold.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.